And many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to our Gospels, through the prayers of you. Abandon us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the way of us, the salvation of us, the way of us, the healing of us, and the resurrection of us.
Stand in the fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A chapter from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the Evangelist, Apostle, Pure Disciple. May his blessing be with us all. Amen. Reading from the Psalms of our Father David, the Prophet and the King. May his blessings rest upon us. Amen. I will go into your house with burnt offerings. I will pay you my vows, which my lips have uttered. I will offer you burnt sacrifices of fat animals with the sweet aroma of rams. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God, Savior and King of us all, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the living God, unto him be glory forever. Amen. And the child grew and became strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. His parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. When they had finished the days, as they returned, the boy Jesus lingered behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know it. But supposing him to have been in the company, they went a day's journey and sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. So when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem seeking him. Now, so it was that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. So when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Son, why have you done this to us? Look, your father and I have sought you anxiously. And he said to them, Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them. But his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.